This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright. Today we are very happy to have Marian Ambrose, the president of Green Gables at Historic Riverview Village. And she's here today to talk about Green Gables itself and what a cool organization they have in trying to save it and restore it and some fundraisers that are coming up. Marian, thanks for coming in. Tell us a little bit about Historic Green Gables.
Green Gables is the historic home of William and Nora Wells. It was built in 1896. And the Wells family did so much for Melbourne. They started the first auditorium, the first high school, the first library. So we feel that restoring their home would be a wonderful historical landmark for Melbourne to have. It's a beautiful Queen Anne architecture. It's right on the Indian River. It has an acre and a third of green space. So it really deserves to be saved and renovated. And that's our goal.
And you've made some headway in this.
Yes, they've been working for a long time. The expenses are very high. We have to pay the taxes. We pay the termite bond and the insurance. We pay all those things. So a lot of our fundraising goes to pay the monthly expenses for the house. But we are starting to make headway on the acquisition fund. We've started an acquisition fund. We've applied for grants now. We have many more donors that are interested. We do a lot more events than we have in the past. And that's what we focus on right now is our two upcoming events. The first one is a Halloween adventure for children. We're going to have all sorts of games, make it an old-fashioned Halloween with different booths that the children can visit. Almost like trick-or-treating, they'll get a little treat when they go to the different booths. But we'll have a lot of arts and crafts for them to do. We'll have games for them to play. We'll just make it a nice, fun, safe Halloween for the children. Our second one is a harvest festival and craft fair. And we will invite vendors to come and have booths with all different kinds of crafts that people can purchase all over the grounds. We'll have entertainment. Last year we had Irish step dancers and singers and things like that. So we'll try to have some fun entertainment during the day. And there'll be food trucks so that people will be able to have some yummy things to eat as well.
Okay, so when are the dates and how can people go?
The second annual Harvest Festival is on November 16th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And the Halloween event is October 19th. From 2 to 5 p.m. For the Halloween, you go to brownpapertickets.com. For the Harvest Festival, vendors have to get an application on our website, fill it out, and mail it in. Admission to the general public is free, so they don't have to get tickets for that. But the vendors do have to register and pay a fee for their space.
Okay. And on the Halloween event, are the kids encouraged to come in costume?
We would love the kids to come in costume, but we ask not to have any faces covered. We don't want kids tripping and falling or you know, we would prefer them to stay safe. And we are limiting it to 200 only because we don't want to overcrowd. We want to make sure we have enough candy and fun and games for everyone. And if we go over 200, we're afraid it will ruin the experience for the children that are there. So we encourage people to get their tickets early from brownpapertickets.com.
And you do have a website where people can go to find out more about the restoration and how they can make donations, how they can get involved?
Yes, we have a wonderful website. We have a new director of technology. And she has updated everything, and she's done just a beautiful job. Click on the history on the family and see pictures from an old album that was discovered at Stanford University, because Nora was a Stanford. One of our members went up to Stanford University and found this album. So there's many things that you can find, and that's at greengables.org. You can get more information. You can donate. There's all sorts of links for you to click. We also put a lot of information on our Facebook page, which is Green Gables at Historic Riverview Village.
Well, I want to thank you so much for coming in. Sounds like a lot of fun. Once again, the Halloween event comes up on...
The Halloween event is October 19th, and the second annual Harvest Festival is on November 16th.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.